This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. I don't even know what to say to this. This is not a joke, and I got to be really, really careful on air describing this, but we've talked about testicular cancer, and testicular cancer scares a lot of guys. I don't blame them, you know, because if you aren't really judicious and expeditious when it comes to checking yourself and getting a lump evaluated, testicular cancer can kill. Well, New Zealand launches the world's first, quote, automatic ball checker. Auto ball checker. Now, what this is a booth. And I'm not joking. This is being reported by BBC. This is being reported by multiple news outlets where you go into you stand on this platform and you close a curtain around you. Then you drop your pants, and there is a booth, a closed booth, with a doctor hiding in it, or medical provider, urologist, whatever, and there's an opening for his hands, so he could examine your testicles without you having to look somebody in the eye, or have that embarrassment of somebody looking at you. And you see in these ads where somebody can just go there and stand there and get it checked. And it's basically a medical provider that puts their hands through the opening of this booth, and you don't see the medical provider, and they can do your testicle exam. It's called Testomatic. Now, apparently there's a demand for something like this. People don't want to go to the doctor, pay a copay, walk out embarrassed. What? People, why are you so embarrassed? See, any of us that have ever had a cancer scare, we're like, you know what? I don't care. Just look. Do what you need to do. Go for it. Just figure out what's wrong with me. And the funny thing is the older I get, the more I'm like that. I mean, when I was younger and I actually looked good and I had a better body, you would think I would have, you know, been like, okay, yeah, fine. But no, I always covered up. I didn't want anyone to see me naked. I didn't want to. Now that I look the way I do, I'm like, oh, man, this is when they're going to see me naked. They could have seen me naked before. And so it stinks. I hate it. I hate going to the doctor. I hate being naked. I don't like that. However, I don't like cancer. I don't like, you know, thinking I have cancer. I don't like having medical issues. And so, you know what? Do what you have to do. I don't care. I will get over the embarrassment. So, this booth was set up at something called Big Boys Toys Expo, which is a huge exhibition catering to all things men stereotypically are supposed to be into. You know, I believe you like football type stuff, things like that. And so, they have barbecue things, you know. I mean, it's so funny. We're trying to be PC in this world, but something like that. I told you guys about, like, Lowe's and Home Depot. Guys like that kind of stuff. You know, even though we women, we like, you know, Lowe's and Home Depot and football and barbecue, and, you know, we like that stuff too. Sometimes the guys just kind of want to be with the guys. I get that. Well, now you can really be with a guy. Right? You can have, this is all guys. This is all, you know, all guys. So, you get your little bits and bobs checked. Testicular cancer, as you know, is the most common cancer affecting young men, apparently in New Zealand, between 15 and 39. And it's one of the most treatable cancers if detected. Survival rate of 95%. So, apparently, this thing looks like it's taken off. Is it the best way to screen for testicular cancer? To be honest, this is all we have. We really don't. I can't order a blood test. If you're worried about having testicular cancer, I can't order a blood test on you. All we could do is examine the testicles and then order an ultrasound. So according to Testicular Cancer New Zealand, 90% of cases are cured. If detected at an early stage, you have a 99% chance of living. It is the most common form of cancer in men between the ages of 15 to 45, according to the UK. In America, similar results. But testicular cancer is not the most common cancer out there. All right, lung cancer is still the highest killer of men. But we're talking about young men. Young men usually don't get cancer, but, you know, if they do, we're looking at testicular cancer, skin cancer, or some other, you know, rare type of thing. So what are symptoms of testicular cancer? Well, you really don't have much. With testicular cancer, you'll maybe feel a lump. Maybe you'll feel like a heaviness. Maybe you'll get an ache in the abdomen area or the groin. According to Mayo Clinic, you can also get some fluid collected, right, because the body's trying to wall it off. You could have pain or discomfort in the testicle. You could have enlargement or tenderness of the breasts. That could be also a sign. And then you can even get back pain. But what's interesting about cancer is not going to affect both sides. Cancer, if you're going to get it, it's usually one side. Now, we don't know why you get this. You know, it's interesting because, you know, Lance Armstrong had testicular cancer. And I have a friend who ended up having cancer on his testicle, not necessarily testicular cancer. And he's a biker, you know, cyclist. So, you know, I don't know the term. But there's this, to me, this theory out there where chronic trauma to a body part might make it more susceptible. And, you know, so maybe being a cyclist, you know, could put you at risk. If you have undescended testicles, of course, that could put you at risk, you know, because you can't have somebody watch it that closely. When a testicle is not descending normally, that could possibly be an issue. If you have abnormal testicular development, if it's in the family, usually it hits younger men. We see it more common in white men than black men. But no real way to prevent it. And again, you know, I don't want people to stop riding bicycles or, you know. But I just have this theory that chronic irritation or something that happens in a body part could kind of put it more at risk. Just like prostate cancer and firefighters. They say that the vibration of always being in the truck could do that. 1-877-DR-DALLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate youth. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen.
Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, unfortunately, you had people scape the campfire in Northern California that has already killed close to 50 people? 56, unfortunately, maybe more. And you had people escape it just to unfortunately now get affected with norovirus. Apparently, there was an outbreak of the highly contagious norovirus, which we've seen on, you know, the SS Stinky, some of these cruise ships. And it was reported yesterday at a shelter that housed more than 150 evacuees from the deadly campfire in California. A lab test found that 15 to 20 people staying at the neighborhood church of Chico, located in Butte County, California, has been infected with the virus. Now, as you know, norovirus causes severe vomiting and diarrhea. You're at risk for very severe dehydration, electrolyte abnormalities. You can die from norovirus. Now, this is according to a public health department official that told the Sacramento Bee. Lisa Amelger, spokeswoman for the Butte County Public Health Department, told the Paper Fire
evacuees at the Orville Church, they say, roughly, they're at the Orville Church of the Nazarene shelter, where roughly 166 people are staying. Unfortunately, 170 people are housed there. And according to the American Red Cross, we don't really know how many of them actually have this norovirus. And again, they do need some privacy. Now that people know what shelter they're at, you know, that there are some, you know, medical privacy laws in place. So, they are taking precautions to try to spread the virus. They don't want people to shake hands. They're urging hand washing. There's a lot of sanitizer. They're giving out Purell, making sure they use it, especially before dinner. And according to the Mayo Clinic, the norovirus infection occurs most frequently where? In closed and crowded environments. So, unfortunately, this death toll of California's campfire rose to 56. I heard it was even higher. And they have unfortunately found more human remains. And, you know, people ask, you know, why, wasn't there a warning? It is so dry up there. You know, I'm being told that the City of Paradise, it wasn't, you know, if they would get a fire. Everybody was expected when. It was like, you know, this is going to happen. And I don't know what was in place in terms of warning people or, I mean, you know, in the Mideast, why can't I think of what we call the center of the country? But anyway, you know, like in places like Kansas and Iowa, the Midwest, I apologize, the Midwest. You have tornado warnings, there's sirens, things like that. I mean, I'm wondering if some of these neighborhoods that we have in these very highly forested, beautiful terrains, but dry terrains or high desert terrains, need to have certain warnings, very similar to what we do for tornadoes and other sorts of storms or tsunami warnings, etc. But I think a lot of people were not aware. And you would think in this day and age, in 2018, with smartphones and, you know, text messages and alerts, unfortunately also, California is notorious for their traffic issues and gridlock. So from what we're understanding, a lot of people who died were stuck on the road. They say the fires in Northern California are still considered an emergency situation. Nearly 5,500 personnel are currently working to battle the blaze. Cal Fire officials said the fire has now burned 138,000 acres. Is only 35% contained. It's destroyed 9,000 homes, displaced 52,000 people. So with norovirus, that's not good. We are expecting people to be in a very immunocompromised state because they're not in their home. They're not getting their sleep. They don't have, you know, their place to live. They're not getting their, you know, the meals that their body is used to. And, you know, even though thank God for the American Red Cross and all the great work they're doing and you know, providing meals. But stress definitely puts you in a position where you're open to more infection. So now you're in a shelter with, you know, tons of people on top of you. It makes sense that diseases like that could spread. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of diseases, they say diseases spread by ticks have hit a record level high in the U.S. The new government research shows that Lyme disease is continuing to rise. This report comes from the CDC. State and local health departments are reporting a record number of cases spread by ticks. They say cases of Lyme disease, Powassan virus, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, rickettsiosis, and including Rocky Mountain, anaplasmosis, ehrlichiosis, babesiosis, tularemia, all increased last year. The CDC said there were 59,349 confirmed cases of these tick-borne illnesses, up from 48,000. In past years, health officials have acknowledged that the true number of cases are probably higher, even more red meat allergies. So why the increase? Well, you know, just like with Zika, you know, what the heck happened with that? You know, Zika virus has been around since the 1940s, and then all of a sudden during the Olympics in 2016, we have thousands of babies being born with microcephaly in Brazil and multiple countries. You know, it just kind of makes you wonder what the heck, you know, is going on. But they have some theories. And, climate change obviously is a biggie. You know, people don't really like to admit that there's an issue. Me, I believe the climate is changing. I just don't think it's from my car. I don't think the dry terrain that California has seen and the drought is because of my car or the fact that I ate a burger and passed gas. And I get how we do have to protect the environment. I worked for the EPA, for crying out loud. You know, I'm a big fan of the environment. I want to protect our natural resources. I don't want to throw plastic into the water and hurt our fish. But I think it's either a earth tilt or a, you know, maybe the sun is getting hotter. I think there are just some other things in play that we really don't have a lot of control over. So, CDC report published earlier this year found that the number of illnesses caused by mosquito, tick, and flea bites have tripled in the United States over the past 13 years. They say host populations play an important role. So they say an increase in deer in residential areas can then bring more deer ticks. And then with deer ticks, you could get Lyme disease. They say this has been a growing problem in many communities as suburban development moves more towards formerly rural areas. Scientists have also warned, of course, impact of climate change in spreading ticks and diseases. And so a 2017 report from the Medical Society Consortium on Climate and Health, it's an organization representing 500,000 clinical practitioners who want to take action against climate change. And that's a lot. That's 500,000 people that want to, do something about the climate. That can, it could maybe help a little. I just think it's beyond a power that we have control over. They are seeing increases in Lyme disease and other infections. They say those black-legged ticks, the carrier of Lyme disease, thrive in warm, muggy weather. According to Dr. Nitin Damley, he said, in my home state of Rhode Island, where winters have gotten warmer and shorter, these tiny sesame seed-sized insects have more time to bite humans and spread Lyme disease. Tick season used to be relegated to summer. Now it spans into the spring and autumn. He's right about that. And this isn't limited to the typical tick hotspot states. So how do you prevent tick bites? Well, you need to avoid wooded and brushy areas with high grass and leaf litter. You need to walk in the center of trails. You don't want to walk where there can be little ticks that jump onto your legs. You need to use repellents. They suggest 20 to 30% DEET on exposed skin and clothing for protection. You use products that contain permethrin to treat clothing and gear, such as boots, pants, socks, and tents. So you spray permethrin on the clothes. You put DEET on the skin. Then they say bathe and shower as soon as possible after coming indoors, preferably within 2 hours because you need to wash off. And then you can find ticks that could be crawling on you. And then you have to do a full-body tick check. You need to either use a handheld or a full-length mirror. You have to view all the parts of your body when you come back from a tick area. Then you have to remove the tick. When you remove the tick, you need to grab it from the body, not by the head, because you could, you know, break it off. You want to take the whole thing through the thorax, abdomen, pull it off in one forceful pull. Don't be lighting ticks with a match and hoping they jump, because it's very easy to light the skin on fire and that kind of thing. But removing a tick is something that we got to be diligent about when we see them. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials say they're literally losing count of how many buildings have been destroyed by the huge campfire in Northern California. They believe at least 10,000 structures have been burned to the ground, most of them single-family homes, and 56 people have been killed by that fire, with about 130 people still listed as missing in that vicinity. Near L.A., the Woolsey fire has destroyed over 500 buildings and killed 3 people. Ex-White House strategist and Breitbart editor Steve Bannon speaks at a conference in Scotland and calls French President Emmanuel Macron wrong for calling nationalism the opposite of patriotism.
I think it's a total misreading. I think patriotism is love of country. I think nationalism is understanding that the nation state is the building block for citizens to get maximum value out of their citizenship. I think it's two things.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
right.
Maybe
we are back on the Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning
maybe
in. 1-877-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the FDA is cracking down on menthol cigarettes and flavored vapes. We've been talking about that, and there's been a lot of criticism of the government when it comes to vaping and kids having access to these electronic cigarettes and kids smoking while they're in class and kids getting addicted to nicotine. And, honestly, we blame the government when things go wrong, but then we also don't want the government involved on an everyday basis. So I notice a lot of us are kind of hypocritical. You know, I did the same thing. I realized about a week or two on air, I'm like, this is ridiculous. Something has to be done. Kids can't have access to vapes and nicotine, and we need to, so am I blaming the government for not being involved? And then the next day I'm like, oh, I want the government out of our lives.
You know, we can't have it both ways. Well, a top U.S. health official today has pledged to try to ban menthol from regular cigarettes, outlaw flavors in all cigars, and tighten rules regarding the sale of most flavored versions of electronic cigarettes. This move represents a major step to further push down U.S. smoking rates, which have been falling for decades. And I told you guys what's kind of going on here. What's going on here is the government or the powers that be or somebody was, shall we say, patting each other on the back going, good job, look at what we did to stop smoking rates. And the same year, maybe year and a half, couple years, that same period where we were just about to celebrate and commend ourselves for such a good job bringing down smoking rates of smoking tobacco, vaping skyrocketed. And so the powers that be that want to get the credit for you, see what we did, all those morbid ads of people with breathing tubes and, you know, throat cancer and all those warnings and things we made convenience stores post, those graphic pictures did good. That's the way we need to tackle things. And, you know, when the government steps in, it works. Well, before they could take their bow, parents and schools and medical professionals were screaming, whoa, 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 we got this vaping issue here. What the hell happened? So you're not seeing a lot of celebration in the parades on what we've done with lowering tobacco. We also have a huge obesity epidemic. Everybody that kept themselves kind of skinny by every time they got hungry and reached for a cigarette, don't go for cigarettes anymore. Good. I think still cigarette smoke is one of the deadliest things you could do. But now we have this obesity epidemic. You know, if I was, you know, who I was back in the 50s and 60s, and I found that, you know, well, I could keep my weight down if I put something in my mouth, like a cigarette, I might have, you know, been a part of that whole, trend, that whole fad also. So we have two huge epidemics, possibly even more. There's even an argument that our pain epidemic might have also risen as a result, secondarily or tertiarily. And now we're trying to, what's the word for it? Backpedal? So we now have a lot of work to do. And so, yeah, you're going to start seeing the government get very involved on this, because this is raining on their parade. So the restrictions on these vapes and e-cigs are mainly aimed to reduce smoking in kids. They say about half of teens who smoke cigarettes choose menthols and flavored e-cigs. And these have been blamed for a recent increase in teen vaping rates. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, commissioner of the FDA, said, I will not allow a generation of children to become addicted to nicotine through e-cigs. And that's exactly what is happening. We have more kids who would have never touched a cigarette now addicted to nicotine because, oh, this is vaping. I mean, you have the kids that would always smoke. Yeah, you know, you have kids, they're like, you know what, they're going to try this. You know, when you give birth to a, you know, kid, you're like, hey, this is a kid that's going to be smoking in the boys' room, right? Smoking in the boys' room. You know you got the kid that's going to be, all right, they're going to dabble in stuff. But there were kids that, no, they wouldn't want to smoke a cigarette and cough. But you get to suck on a sleek-looking thing that looks like a thumb drive and taste some flavor like a Jolly Rancher that gives you a hit and keeps you awake in class? Whoa. The new generation doesn't look at that like we would when we looked at a cigarette. Ooh, a cigarette is something that's kind of what bad girls do and bad boys do. And, you know, all right, well, if you want to be part of the cool crowd, you have people vaping going, look, it's not even about being cool. I kind of like the taste. I kind of like how I feel. So we screwed up.
Now, I'm not saying we should have let tobacco still exist, but what we should have done is when you come up with a campaign to, all right, everybody lose weight, or everybody, you know, stop drinking, everybody stop smoking, no more narcotics, stop using narcotics. You just can't do that. You need to find another option. You need to have a go-to. You know, it was very interesting with parenting. I remember I read something when I was a new parent, and they said, when you have a kid that does something bad, don't just go bad boy. I did. I'm like, bad boy. And they're like, dang, we're not a bad boy. This is funny. Yeah, mommy. You know, the kids think it's funny, you know, because they got a response from mommy. You know, so my kids, even now, when my boys do something wrong, and I'm like, or they'll cuss, or they'll say something, and I'm like, rrr, rrr, and I growl, you know, they're like, dang, I got mommy. Yeah, you know, not a very effective way to do that, okay? You know, when you say no, don't do something, then your child or your, you know, U.S. population may be like, screw you, I'm not gonna, well, please. All right. So I was taught when you parent, rather than say no, tell them what to do. So if a kid is sitting there smacking his spoon into his applesauce and it's going all over the high chair and all over the kitchen, which is kind of funny if you ask me, okay? You know, I think that's so funny. But anyway, if he's smacking his applesauce all over the place, rather than saying don't do that, tell him no. You use your spoon like this or put your spoon down. You give them a positive and not a negative action. So what we did with our smokers is we didn't give them a positive action. We just said don't smoke. So somebody else gave them a positive action. I'm not talking about positive in terms of health benefits, but in terms of something they can do. And so they went to that. If somebody wants to do, they're going to do. They're not going to just not do. Make sense? Like with eating. If you tell me, don't eat that candy bar, I'll be like, what? Please. Okay, but then what else can I eat? I want to eat. That's the main, you know, issue here. The main issue with people who smoke is they want to put something in the mouth, or they want the feel they get from the nicotine because they're in withdrawal or something. So telling them to quit smoking or not smoke, or smoking's bad, or you're going to look like this person who had to have, you know, a trach put in, that doesn't help the human, that doesn't help a human change their behavior. That's the problem we're in right now. 1-877-DOCS-ELLIE.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, just because it has been absolutely crazy in Washington, we have to just give you guys a little bit of an update. I don't know if you've been watching, but after the election, okay, we all wanted to, like, shut off the TVs and say, okay, we're kind of done with the whole midterm thing. Let's move on. Well, unfortunately, there's a little mini-election going on as Nancy Pelosi is fighting for the Speaker of the House job. And this is huge because then she is, what, third in line to the throne. And Democrats are now, from what I understand, having a little, brulee, what is it? Little fight. And there's a little revolt from what we understand. A never Nancy. And we keep calling her Pelosi, but we forget, yeah, her first name is Nancy. Fox News has confirmed that at least 17 House Democrats, including incumbents and incoming members, have signed on to a document saying they will not support Pelosi on the House floor for Speaker. A Democrat familiar with the effort says they are trying to add more names before the letter is publicly released. Yeah, because 17 is not enough. They say if all the Democrats, all of those 17 vote against her on the floor, she will not have votes for Speaker. To get the gavel, she will need to pick up a majority of the Democratic caucus in internal leadership elections and then go on to win an absolute majority of the House. So, some people may say, okay, well, what does that matter? Well, whether you're Democrat or Republican, or independent, or non-politically affiliated, you do want the country to move forward. And so, one thing that has blessed our country and all the good that, you know, we've been able to create and do is that we do have checks and balances. Okay, we don't want a dictatorship, but we also don't want gridlock. We want both sides to be able to talk, meet, and come up with decisions, and that's the way it should be. And apparently it hasn't, worked out very well during some administrations. And so for me, I'm really concerned about what's going to happen with healthcare. I'm concerned with what's going to happen with immigration, national security, how we handle certain infectious diseases, how we handle the economy. You know, there's a lot of things coming around the bend that is really worrying some people with the economy. You know, maybe we have a lot of jobs now and job growth is really, really strong. And I'm really happy with some of Trump's economic policies. But automation is in huge demand by employers and by clients and customers. The only people that don't want automation are the employees. They don't really seem to have a lot of say. And so I foresee us having some huge economic problems, some high unemployment, and a lot of real estate gluts, unfortunately. So, what happens with our Congress is big. Now, for those of us that say, look, I would rather the Democrats get nothing done because then it helps the Republicans in the next election. I hear you. I get that. And so, yeah, the same old, great. Let Pelosi do it. In fact, a lot of people on the right want it to be Pelosi. Because the worse the Democrats look, the better it is for the Republicans. On the other end, there's a lot of the country going, no, just come on. If we're going to change things, this is the time to change things. Maybe we need somebody more young. Maybe we need, somebody more youthful, someone who has the finger on the pulse. However, Pelosi is one hell of a, from what I understand, politician. And she knows how to get things her way. We have had some issues with Senator Jeff Flake, wanting a bill to go his way. If not, he's not going to confirm any more judges. So politicians, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, they're politicians. And, when you have the lame duck politicians who are going to be out, those are the ones that could either do the best job ever or they could be the ones that are the scariest. You're a lame duck. You could be like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to tear it up. All right? And then, boom, leave you with whatever. Then you're going to have other people going, look, this is my last hurrah. I'm going to do something good. And so, I really wonder when you have people that, align themselves with a political party, and then they, I like having an independent streak. I like, not just going, okay, I'm just going to do what Pelosi says, or I'm just going to do what Trump says. But then you see some people where they just always seem to, kind of be a thorn in one shoe, and you're kind of like, wait a second, so you used a party ticket to get elected just to get in? And, there's been a lot of talk that we have people out there who were on the other side, but what they did is they acted, they, as a spy, went in, but everybody kind of knew, vote for them, because they're technically D, but they're going to run as an R, and then they're going to vote our way. Well, how many elections are they going to win then that way, on the R side? So politics is politics, but I find it really fascinating how there's a lot of now wheeling and dealing and like mini election sort of coaxing going on right now. And so you have people talking about, I don't know, Marsha Fudge and a variety of other people. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, but in terms of any extremes, I would really urge, if I was a political analyst, please avoid anybody who is so extreme or so liberal or so, you know, I think we got a lot of moderate Democrats and moderate Republicans who are just dying to say they did something. And so those are the ones that I think I hope, you know, can pull this off. We'll keep you guys posted. But, you know, I was Nancy Pelosi once for Halloween. I had the scariest costume in the neighborhood. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so what would I understand? The U.S. has pulled Ebola experts from the Congo combat zones. Public health officials say the U.S. presence in the country's conflict-ridden east would be immensely helpful with stopping the virus outbreak, but the U.S. has had to pull because it's dangerous. They say the Trump administration regards the military conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo as too dangerous to reinstate U.S. medical personnel to treat Ebola patients there. Officials said Wednesday, apparently there's armed conflict between rebels and government troops, and that has displaced now 1 million people in the Central African nation. So you have people that we have sent trying to treat the Ebola crisis by vaccinating, by containing, by interviewing those who are sick, by trying to prevent, you know, contamination, etc. And in terms of the U.S., I agree. You know, we can't put our people in danger. From what we understand, Ebola has spread to the Congolese city of 1.2 million. This is now being reported by the Telegraph that Ebola has spread to a nearby city. Health workers have been forced to open up a new front. 28 people have died in and around Butembo. That is a city that has approximately 1.2 million people. And I know, you know, everyone's like, all right, you know, Ebola, it's not going to be like last time. You know, people are trying to make extra news and scare us. I'm like, no. You know, keep one eye on this at all times. We're too busy covering Pelosi and Mueller news and Trump news and the fires and everything going on here that it's going to be just like 2013, 14, 15, where, you know, Ebola news won't really make it to us and be that covered until we start to see numbers in the thousands. Now, the virus has already killed 211 people. They believe the confirmed infections have hit about 300. So it's similar to other mini outbreaks they've had, but something like this can explode. And so we're going to keep our eye on it. 1-877, that's Allie. Don't go away.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab-tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.